Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Hardline, 5 and the Fan, KFNS. Joining us here shortly is going to be Raphael from mybookie.ag. I cannot wait to get back out to 909 Public House. We've got to get Raphael out here from Las Vegas. Is he with us, Solomon?
Yes, he is.
Raphael from mybookie.ag, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Now, remind everybody just exactly how and what they get by signing up for mybookie.ag. Now, everybody needs to remember to put in the promo code 590 to get what you're about to tell them they can get.
I was just going to say, don't forget to put that promo 590 right there. We still have that 100% of sign-up bonus. That means if you put in money today, a $500 deposit, a $100 deposit, we'll match that deposit and put additional either 100 if you open up a 100 or 500 if you open up a 500. And what a great way. We have great football action starting tonight. We're finally a good Thursday night game. Funny how this game, Minnesota and Rams, is on Fox, where we had to watch, to find the NFL Network last year, last week with the Browns and Jets. Then you have great games on Saturday and then NFL Week 4 on Sunday.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on. What are you on tonight? I will tell you what I'm on, and then you can tell me how wrong I am. With Aqib Talib now on IR, at least the short-term IR, with Marcus Peters, Adam Schefter announced that he's out tonight, or reported, I should say. And we know what's going on with the crazy situation with Everson Griffin. At 40, the line has moved. Last I looked, you guys had it right in the 49 to 50 range. I really like the over tonight, Vikings-Rams.
I'm looking at totally different. I think it's going to be Minnesota and under. I think give me the plus 4. I think the Rams win. I think it's going to be like a 24-20. I know the Vikings lost to Buffalo, and right now, thank you, Minnesota, for losing that game because you killed a lot of parlays, teasers, and survivor pools last week when you lost to the Bills. But I think they come back and play a lot better game. I think defense is going to be the big key right here. The Vikings say they do not want to give up the long ball. They do not want to be burned on a double cut. So I think Vikings defense are going to show up, and I think the Rams defense will also show up, and they want to prove that, hey, yes, we're shorthanded with some key guys, but we can still play some really good defense. So give me the plus points. I think Rams wins like a 24-20 type, so I think Vikings cover, and I think the under's the play.
Raphael, John Hadley, I agree with you 100% regarding the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, I am not only going to take the Vikings plus 7, there is a real good chance I am going to roll the dice with the Vikings plus 245 on the money line. I think the Vikings win this game straight up tonight.
That's good value.
Wouldn't that shock me? I mean, you're getting great value. And I think if you're looking to play the Vikings money line, I would say wait, because the public always takes the heavy favorites on a Thursday and Monday night game. You could probably get a better maybe plus 250, maybe even plus 260. Then guarantee the Rams, they're going to look at teasing the Rams or just taking the Rams' money line, so you could probably get a better number.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, too, TJ, for those who are wise enough to take our advice, go to mybookie.ag, open an account, get a 100% bonus by simply using the code 590.
Now, that's the numbers, John. Make sure they don't spell it out. It's just the numbers, 590.
I said 590.
That's right.
Shut up in your mind.
John. Go ahead. I was just trying to clarify. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Raphael, I could be wrong, but when I took a glance this morning, there's probably, 50 prop bets on this game?
Yes. We've been working on trying to do a little bit more prop betting on this game just because it's probably one of the bigger Thursday night games we've seen on Thursday. Normally, we're stuck with the Bengals and Browns or Ravens or something like that. This game right here, we'll have playoff implications. I think with the outcome of this one, you might have to come back and say, wow, that Thursday week 3 made difference of maybe winning the division or making a wild card. So, yeah, this one's probably one of the bigger ones.
One of the prop bets that really caught my attention, considering the defense for these teams and quarterbacks on both sides that have had a penchant for making errors. I thought it was interesting that you could get plus 165 if there were a defensive or special teams touchdown tonight. I may wind up taking that, rolling the dice on that plus 165 because I could certainly see a defensive touchdown tonight.
Yeah, that's probably one of the popular ones. Another one that always people want to bet, especially on that with a defense of two teams like there. Everyone's betting the over total sacks in the game if it's 4.5. So that's a real popular one. But I like the one that you just said right now. And then of course, everyone bets will there be a safety? Yes or no? We could put minus a million and plus 800,000, and we're still going to get money on that one. So that's always a popular one. Will there be a safety?
TJ?
Yes. Rafael, we will stay. There are a couple different lines, and I know you and John were diving into the Rams and Vikings here. A couple different lines that I like here. One of them is the Raiders at home. The Raiders, that line has bounced. I'm trying to see exactly where you guys had it, but it was between 2.5 and 3 last I looked at it. Right now you have it sitting at Raiders at home minus 3. Man, the Raiders have had a lead in the fourth quarter in all three games, and I get it. They're 0-3. It's not looked real good, but it's still the Cleveland Browns. It's still a rookie quarterback on the road. I really like the Raiders here. I liked it better at 2.5. It's out at 3. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I like the Raiders in this one because I know Baker mania is all over the place, but that was at home. They should have won that game. That's why they circled probably Baker either starting or playing that game because it was a home game. Now they travel to Oakland and play the game. Oakland had back-to-back games. They had they played the defense of the Rams, Denver, and Miami. It's not like they played a scrub defense. They played some tough D's. I give me Oakland minus 3. I don't think we'll ever see that 2.5 like we did in opening because the money is coming in. A nice two-way action. But I'm hoping the public thinks Baker mania and the Cleveland Browns are going to win a Super Bowl, and that's why they're on HBO all summer long, and that number does drop. But I would highly doubt it does not go back down to 2.5. But I still think getting the Raiders minus 3. Cleveland got their first W last week. I think Oakland gets their first W this week.
John, do you want to stick with the NFL before I go to college?
Yeah, because there's always the one big game every week that people pay attention to. And there's a couple, I guess you could point to, but one that I find to be extraordinarily interesting, and that's the Saints and Giants. And frankly, I thought minimally I'd see a over-under of at least 52. It's at 50.5, close, but considering what I've seen of both teams this year, I think the Giants' offense might actually be able to move the ball on the Saints' defense, and I know the Saints' offense will move it on the Giants. I'll tell you what, right now, I could literally see a 60-65-point game. I'm liking the over in that Sunday Giants-Saints game, Rafael.
It's a good play, but, I mean, they held Jacksonville to only 15 points at home. I know that was against Blake Bortles. I mean, if you're trying to compare Blake Bortles and Drew Brees, you might have a drinking problem. But yeah, I do believe the Saints will probably give up big points, and I think the Saints defense will probably give up points. I mean, they gave up 37 points last week to Atlanta, 48 to Tampa Bay, and just that people are thinking, what if Baker Mayfield would have played in New Orleans? Could they get squeaked out a victory there? So I see what you're coming at. I kind of lean towards the Giants in this one. You're trying to tell me I can get plus 3.5 right now with Eli at home, especially if that Saints defense. I'm leaning towards the Giants, but I totally agree with you. I think the Ogre is a really good play with their nice value there.
Rafael, we are getting a text from somebody on the text line here that would like to put a deposit into mybookie.ag. He says, can we ask about the rollover bets? He wants to put in $500. How much does he have to roll over before he starts collecting?
Well, so for that the additional $500 that we give him, is that what
yes.
you're asking?
Yes.
So the money that goes in there, so if you get additional $500, and let's say you put $100 of that rollover money that I gave you, and you win, that $100 gets deducted off of that $500, but that winning goes to your actual money. So until you gamble all that $500, the winnings go to your account, and then after that $500 is over, then it starts adding up to the money that you actually put in.
So basically, you really only have to roll it once.
Correct.
Yeah, you basically bet the 500 extra and win, lose, or draw. It's over with. Finito, you move on.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
Hey, have that 25%, you have a 25% up reload bonus too, so that's always a good plus.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You can't stop winning. You don't even have to play to win over at mybookie.ag. You just sign up and you win.
Keep on winning. Not my money. Keep on winning.
Hey, I do got to ask you before we get off the NFL here, because this line has actually moved to where I think there may be some value here. The Patriots are at home against the Dolphins. They certainly play better at home, and this year has been rough. I didn't like the lines so much at 7. Right now they're favored by 6.5. Everybody's actually watched the Patriots play football this year. It hasn't been great. I think there's a little value there. What do you think?
There is, but what I've seen so far in New England, it's not the same New England we've seen the last couple of years when they normally struggle in September and everyone thinks the sky is falling and Tom Brady's 100 years old back there running around. So that's the only thing that scares me. Miami's defense has played really, really well, but they've only covered 5 out of the last 6 road games. And here's a stat for people who like stats. The home team in this series is 11-1 against the spread. Where is this game being played at? Foxborough. What happened last week? New England lost. Tom Brady's at home. I think the Patriots pull out a Patriots victory. Would not shock me if they win by double digits.
John, let's get into some college stuff, my man. What do you like this week?
Well, first thing I want to ask Raphael with mybookie.ag is how often do you post a line of 49.5 points? And I'm not talking about over or under. I'm talking about Alabama being a 49.5 point favorite in the game.
Yeah, it's very rare that we see that big of a number, unless it's on our added board in college football, where sometimes we use, for instance, like Houston Baptist and SMU that play Saturday night. That number is probably going to be pretty big. But, yeah, I mean, it's very, very rare that you see that big of a number. I mean, but it's Alabama. Like I said, they can go to Canada and probably win the Grey Cup in the CFL. So, this is the only thing that bothers me about some of the schools in the SEC and ACC, that you're pretty much in the heart of college football. You should be playing a much better team than what they're playing right now in week 4 in college football. That's the only thing that bothers me in some of these schools. I know the smaller schools are looking for a paycheck, but with our new computer system on how we grade teams and who's going to go in the Final Four, I think they should be deducted on playing teams like this. They should be playing this team in week 1, not week 4 in college football.
Before we go into college football exactly, game to game, I saw that you guys had the, because the hearing's going on right now, the Supreme Court prop bet, and you had at like minus 400. I would assume after what's taken place early today, that has shifted quite a bit.
Yeah, they asked me if I wanted to do live betting on the Cannonball case, but then I had to do a whole bunch of Creed II boxing movie prop bets this morning and some wrestling stuff that's going on in Saudi Arabia. So I declined to do live betting on the cannibal case. So enough is enough for me on that. I got other things to concentrate on. But, yes, I almost did. If I had an extra 2 hands, I probably would be doing live betting right now on the cannibal case.
So if you – I know you got to follow in all the different stuff. But if you were setting a line today, because I know you personally do a lot of this stuff, Kavanaugh is actually being heard right this second. Which way would you be leaning on that? What would be the favor, the yes or a no?
I think Cannonball in this case is losing right now. I think anytime you see Ford when she was speaking, you could tell she didn't want to be there. She looked like at the doctor's office knowing I got to get my prostate examined. So her face
John loves that, by the way, Rafi. I know it's weird, but John is so into that.
Her facial expressions, I think, told more of the story than when anything came out of her lips. You could just tell she was uncomfortable, didn't want to be there. So for me, I think that was a big win. So it's going to be interesting. As of right now, I'm saying no, he doesn't go pass through.
Yeah, that's interesting. I always wonder how you guys set those lines, how they're happening, and the things you look for. Okay, let's get into a little bit of college stuff. Maybe my favorite, because I got it early with you guys, Texas A&M at Arkansas. If anybody's been paying attention to Texas A&M play football this year, they know they're quite a bit better than was anticipated. And if anybody's paying attention to Arkansas, they know they are significantly worse. I think the line right this second, I am struggling with my internet here, is over 21. But you guys opened at like 18. I got Texas A&M by 18 early on in the week. Your thoughts on that game?
I agree. I got that number as well, and I think Texas A&M just rolls. I mean, I know they lost last week, but they were able to move the ball. They were able to score points against Alabama. And one thing Alabama does not do well, they do not play well against a mobile quarterback. Arkansas, same thing. They do. Their defense has never played well against a mobile quarterback. Give me the 21, 21 and a half. This will probably be moved up to 22. Not only is Arkansas 1-3 this year, but they're 0-3 against the spread. And last time I checked, Texas A&M has covered all four of their games that they played this year. I think that goes to 5-0 against the spread. I think they whoop up on the Razorbacks.
I really like the way Kellen Mond is playing for Texas A&M. You're right. He's a multifaceted quarterback who's capable of making plays and finally living up to reputation. And I will say this much. Texas A&M did not get embarrassed playing Alabama and Clemson, maybe the two best teams in the country. They played them in the first month of the season, and neither time were embarrassed.
No, I would like to see them play both of those two schools towards the end of the college football season, because the team would be well-rounded. They'd be used to the coaches, used to players in front of them and behind them. I totally agree with you. Both teams showed very good respect for Texas A&M. I won't want to play them in the next couple of years. They're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible if Texas A&M goes undefeated the rest of the season. I really think they have. I really like the makeup of that football team and the way they're starting to perform under Jimbo Fisher. There's one line that I would have never expected to see on mybookie.ag. And, again, I don't want to be repetitive. I'm just trying to help you millennial punks out. You didn't listen to me with the stock market. Listen to me now. Go open up an account at mybookie.ag. They're going to double your money. Use the code 590, and you're going to get a 100% bonus on your sports investment. Then listen to me, and I'm going to make you a lot of money. If not, you're going to be living in your millennial mama's house for the next 5 years.
Your mom's likely not a millennial, John. Let's just be clear on that.
Well, no, but you're a millennial. And you're living in your mom's house. So you're
won't
a millennial,
have a millennial
mom's
mom
house.
House. No, see, that just doesn't
make young.
Any sense, John. I guess your mom could be a millennial, but that's a rough start.
TJ,
yeah, you're like three years old.
A grown man being 5'7 isn't logical either, but you're proving that that's capable. Now,
did you see my hair? I mean, I had good hair.
You had really good hair.
Yeah.
Now, my point is this, though. I would have never expected to look at mybookie.ag and see that the Nebraska Cornhuskers were a 4-point underdog at home to the Purdue Boilermakers, a team that's coming in 1-3.
Yeah, I agree on this one. I think Frost is going to wish he was in sunny Florida right now, because what I've seen coming out of Nebraska is not good. But again, he's not playing with his people, his players. But wow, at home being underdog, and the money is coming in on Purdue. I mean, Purdue has not they barely won against their first game against Northwestern. They squeaked out. They blew that game. They lost by 4 points against Northwestern. I know they beat BC. That was at home. But yeah, this one's torn. I'm probably not even going to look at it just because it's two bad teams. But you figure Nebraska has to win a home game one of these times.
You don't know that. Mm-mm. You don't know that. Let's go one more here. It is possible, although I'm mostly anti-Nebraska anything. Michigan, this line has moved as well. Michigan, I got it a little bit early at 13.5, and that has now since moved to 14.5 at Northwestern. Northwestern's running back, of course, has a neck condition that caused him to medically retire this week. Ooh. Not a great start for them. I liked Michigan at 13.5. 14.5 with a hook there is a little bit scarier. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I agree. If you click on it and it shows 14.5, I would say either pass or maybe look at Northwestern, because that half a point could bite you. at the end of the game. Underdog has covered 6 out of 8. They lean small towards Northwestern, but you said they're the running back retiring. And Northwestern usually plays really tough games in the Big Ten. They've covered 20 out of their last 27 against conference opponents. But I think Michigan is getting stronger as the season goes on. I want to say take Michigan, but if that 14.5 is on or that half a point scares me, I say either look at Northwestern or just pass on this game.
Well, Rafael, you bring up a very good point because 3 of the last 5 meetings have been decided by a field goal or less, with 2 of those games going into overtime. And, in fact, the last 2 times that they played in Evanston, one, Michigan won in overtime, and the other, Northwestern scored with just a couple seconds left and decided to go for 2 instead of kicking the extra point to tie the game. And when the quarterback was dropping back, he slipped and fell. So Northwestern has recently played Michigan very tough in Evanston, so that half a point could make a difference. Although I'll tell you what, boys, I had an opportunity to watch the last 2 Michigan games on Monday night, and I'm not so sure Harbaugh's team's not coming around. I'm not so sure that the coach everybody loves to hate isn't about to surprise a few people. By the end of the year, Penn State's going to give Ohio State everything they want. I got a sneaky suspicion Michigan's going to – not Penn State. Michigan's going to give Ohio State everything they want. I think Michigan could be the – could be the surprise team in the college football playoff by the end of the year.
Well, I think Ohio State comes in that game not perfect, because I think the whiteouts in Penn State might nip them this weekend. I can't wait to watch that game. Last year, Ohio State only won by 1 point. I think Penn State was getting +3.5 at the whiteout. Give me Penn State on Saturday night.
Let me quickly on 2 other things. One, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to know about your take on Stanford-Notre Dame.
I think you just take the 2 GPAs from both school and do a minus, and maybe that's how you're going to pick the winner in this one, because this one's going to be close. I like the under. I think both teams have already said they're going to try to establish the run, and I'm actually shocked. It opened up at 50. Now it's 52.5. I like the under. I lean towards Notre Dame small, but I don't think they cover that 5, 5.5. I think they only win by maybe 4 points or less, but I really like the under. I think it's going to be first half, run, run, punt from both teams. I think the second half you'll see a little bit more scoring. Give me the under 52.5. I think that's how this game's going to go.
And TJ, I know you will have a few to wrap up with Rafael from mybookie.ag, but there are a couple things that went up. Oh, maybe I got an advance notice because I am a VIP, you know. I am a VIP, TJ. So I may have received advance notice, but there are a couple things that went up on the website. This a VIP, a very important person. Do you realize this is might be the coolest thing I've seen on mybookie.ag? You can bet on what the opening weekend Rotten Tomatoes movie score is going to be for a movie, like A Star Is Born, Venom, Halloween 2018. You can actually bet whether there's going to be a huge thumbs up or a huge thumbs down.
I know what Michael Moore
is
going to be
on weekend. On the Rotten Tomatoes weekend movie score. That is absolutely awesome. By the way, Halloween 2018 over 85%, minus 105, under minus 135. So, Cam, actually, the public's telling you that they expect huge numbers, huge.
I said Michael Moore, not Halloween.
Michael Moore's a huge person. Is that what
he's a
saying?
Monster yeah. person. Michael Moore's new movie.
Yeah, Fahrenheit that's Halloween something. 2018. Are you talking about
no,
Michael Moore?
He's a VIP, yeah.
Michael Moore.
It's not Halloween.
The big fat slob?
The Canadian
punk?
He makes good movies, right, or something? Or I don't know what he does.
Did you ever?
Mostly makes documentaries about
sloppy.
Things people hate.
Maybe somebody should tell Michael Moore that if it wasn't for the great United States of America, that Canada would be the southernmost part of Russia, and they'd be speaking Deutschland if it wasn't for America.
Rafael, what is your best bet of the weekend so you don't have to listen to John talk anymore?
I think it's funny because I do all those Halloween betting props. You could bet how many on-screen kills will Michael Myers have in the movie. You could over under 6.5. I did those numbers, and it was published on Entertainment Weekly, so I have to give my props for those. But my best game,
nice.
I think it's going to come out of the college football. I think Mississippi LSU. I think you're going to see tons of points in this game. It's at Baton Rouge. It's on an evening game, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 59.5 is the total. I think both teams are going to hit the 30 mark, so I like that over 59.5 on LSU, Mississippi.
Very good, Raphael. Very good. Thank you so much. MyBookie.ag put in 590 in the promo code. You'll get 100% bonus. And even after that, you'll get a reload bonus of 25%, like we always tell you. When you sign up for MyBookie.ag, you win before you even play. Why wouldn't you do that? Raphael, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right,
See you, dude.
Take care. John, any more horror stories about Halloween?
Can we give Raphael some credit real quick, though? I mean, what a cool cat to stay in there for 30 minutes like that and talk to us and answer our questions. He seems like a cool cat.
John,
great Ninja Turtle.
Is Michael Moore in that same conversation as Cory Booker and Rachel Maddow for you, like super into that?
No, Michael Moore is one of the most pathetic human beings I've ever run across. I mean, number one, any guy who makes me look svelte, that's all you need to know. Number two, he looks like one big freaking walking blob. Number three, all he does is pop off without any actual facts to back his mouth up. Number four, he's another typical Canadian who wants to pop off about America. When America wasn't around, they would have been engulfed by 97 different countries because they're a bunch of little pansies with a little pansy army. But other than that, no.
Hockey, though.
Got no problem.
Hey, guys, join me at all the Tiger action this fall at the official MIZ watch party at Hot Shots. Each party will feature a themed MIZ food and drink menu, halftime Tiger trivia. Cam, you'll know all the answers to that. And much more. All Tiger fans can register at each party to win that grand prize pack. Cam, that remember the two tickets there to the November 23rd game against
Parking
Arkansas?
Gas money.
$100 gas card. And an awesome cooler to keep all your drinks for the tailgate.
Shining delight.
Menu items are nice. Truman nachos, MIZ burger, Tiger-style fries and such. We'll throw on. You could have some of my old jerseys. Throw them on, and we'll go hang out. Check out all the details, location information, and hotshots.
I think,
Canada. TJ. You me suck you so a, much, you little weasels.
I have a lot of Canadian friends.
Yeah, good. Ask them, how's this whole Stanley Cup thing working out for them?
Not good.
Guys, I got to update you. Brett Kavanaugh is lighting the world on fire right now.
Is he really?
He's been yelling for like 30 minutes straight in his hearing. And we have it set up. It's very emotional. Very, very. I'm interested to see where this goes. Lots going to be going on here.
It should be very interesting. I do got to tell you about the wellness package. Right,
okay, let's do that as soon as we come back. Let's go to break real quick.
Cool.
Yep. And
no, it's not cool.
John, are you still going to be around?
As far as you know.
Okay. John will be around as far as I know. 99 Public House, everybody. Come on out. Wentzville, Missouri. This place is awesome, as we tell you all the time. We're going to get one of those milkshakes. We'll tell you all about it. This is Hardline.